Join Ian Garnack as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian Garlic. And yes, it's Ian, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right, we're going to talk about the value of relationships on this Garlic Marketing Show. How Kevin Thompson here sold $16 million in courses through strategic partnerships. Kevin, say hi.
Hello.
We're going to talk about how Joe Polish helped him launch that company. We're going to talk about our good friend Tony Grebmeyer inspiring him, about the importance of over-delivering and how Kevin does it on those strategic partnerships, the tactics to over-delivering, how he created a business around relationships and what held him back. And also, we're going to talk about a special challenge. I want you all to do the Active Appreciation Challenge. Make sure to listen through to that and make sure to connect with Kevin. It's one of those things that's really going to transform your day. And might transform more than that, as well as we're going to talk about how our good friend Brad Costanzo helped him to launch the Million Dollar Relationship Podcast and how it's a podcast that you really need to listen to and his favorite episode, as well as the number one guest he wants. All this on the Garlic Marketing Show. But of course, this is brought to you by VideoCaseStory.com. One of the most important relationships you make is with your clients, and you should capture those. Video case stories are the best ways to do that. Go to videocasestory.com/get started, and we can help you collect, craft, and deliver those stories. All right, let's get started. I know you've told the story probably thousands of times, and you've got a podcast, Million Dollar Relationships, but real quick, the big story out there, you had a company that you built up through relationships, correct?
I did. Yeah, my previous company, I was in the publishing industry. I had a course that I had created, and over a 12-year period, we sold $16.1 million worth of that course, and I did that solely through doing strategic partnerships with other entrepreneurs who helped me spread my message. So that's how we did that. I did over just under 600 strategic partnerships in that 12-year period.
Wow. That is amazing. 600 strategic partnerships. So obviously you became an expert in strategic partnerships and for this course, and I'm sure you've thought about it, and with a podcast like Million Dollar Relationships, strategic partnerships, I don't have to go into how important they are. I've done tons of podcasts. You have tons of podcasts, but when I look at my strategic partnerships and building them, because I've done this before and it's not worked well, or it's worked really well. What do you feel are the keys that you found out to sell that $60 million in courses?
So when it comes to strategic partnerships, a lot of entrepreneurs are very, what we'll call, they try to be tactical and strategic about it. And a lot of partners, quite honestly, they might be, I would run into partners on occasion who their driving thing was, I want to make as much money as I can, as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. And that is somebody who is not in alignment with my core values. And my core values are all about service. When we serve others to the very best of our ability, the natural byproduct of that is revenue gets created through our businesses. And so I want to partner with people who are like that. I want to partner with people who are in alignment with me and my core values, because when we do that, the reality is, irregardless of how much revenue does or does not get produced, when we're partnering with the right people, great things are going to happen no matter what. And it's all about how we treat people, and not just our partners, but also the end beneficiary, the end users of whatever we do together.
Yes. No, it's true. And you have to play the long game. Deciding on your core values of service. Now, how did you go out and 600 people? You had to have some sort of methodology for going out and identifying these people and connecting with them, or was it just pure brute force?
No, for a long time. So I'll tell you, my very first ever strategic partnership happened completely organically, and it was with Joe Polish. And in fact, that's how I created the course in the beginning, because I was one of Joe's clients. I had a carpet cleaning and restoration company, and I was also doing some stuff on the internet. I had gone to a Dan Kennedy seminar in 1999. I met Perry Marshall and Yannick Silver at that event. Both of them were doing some pretty cool stuff online. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be cool if I could do that and apply that to my business? And so with their help, I started this ugly little website, probably one of the ugliest websites on the internet, called getmoldsolutions.com. It was an extension of my cleaning and restoration company. And we ended up selling mold test kits, mold cleaning product, informational products, that kind of thing. And that website got to the point where it was producing about $13,000-$14,000 a month in revenue. And Joe knew that. And so one year in the spring in 2003, in that spring, he was like, hey, he's like, why don't you come down here? Because he held this big annual event for the cleaning and restoration industry. He's like, why don't you come down here in November and show everybody what you're doing with your website? And I'm like, all right, I'll do that. And he said, now, before you come, make sure you document what you're doing and how you do it. Put it into a course, because once people hear from you, there's going to be a certain percentage of them that will want your help. And just make sure you're ready to give that to them. And so I did that. I created this course. I called it the Automatic Income System. And in November, I spoke at Joe's annual event. And I'm not going to lie, Ian, I was nervous as hell. I had never spoken public in my life. And fortunately, that was a warm audience, because I was one of Joe's really good clients who, like, you just give me some direction, I will follow a direction. I will do with what works. And so I really applied his methods, and a lot of people in that industry knew me. But after my presentation, I just simply said, hey, if this resonates with you, if you feel like I can help you, I'd love the opportunity to do that. Here's what the investment is. Here's what that looks like. And we ended up selling $35,000 worth of that course.
Wow.
And I'm like, I was the same way, Ian. I'm like, wow, that was way awesome. I want to do more of this. And so that's what launched the whole thing. And I can tell you, hindsight's always 20/20. That was so easy to do that. And because Joe and I were friends, I already had this immense respect for him and vice versa, him for me. And he saw what I brought to the table as a value add for his people at that event. And it doesn't matter how much revenue could have been generated, if he would have thought for one second that I would have damaged the relationship he'd created with all those people, he would have never put me in front of them. It wouldn't matter how much revenue would have been made. And so through that process, I really began to understand the power of relationships and the power of strategic partnering.
That's amazing. And so you launch from there, and now you start to go out and find more strategic partners. How did you find them?
Yeah. So I was in some mastermind groups at the time, and I had met some other people through those groups, and I just started talking about, hey, me and Joe did this thing, and I went, how can I make this happen in a different format? How can I do this virtually? And so I put a teleseminar together. Webinars weren't even a thing back in that day. This, we're talking 2004. Webinars were not even a thing, but teleseminars were a thing. And so I put a teleseminar presentation together, and I had a few friends that I knew from these groups, and I told them what I did with Joe, and I said, would you be open to trying this? Do you think your people would be interested in this too? And so they would promote my teleseminar, and we just started off that way with just doing these one-off strategic partnerships of us just trying to figure this thing out. And they're like, people would really get from this. And my goal was always, whether they invested or not, if they participated in the training, I wanted them to be like thanking my partner, going, wow, thanks so much for introducing me to Kevin. That was awesome. Even if they did not invest in what we were offering. So
that's great. That's great. And so you grew into that. And, how did you nurture those relationships?
So I didn't figure it all out at once. It was an ongoing process that over time, just doing and doing, I figured out what works, and I kept doing more of what works, and I quit doing what didn't work. But what I did find out, so right from the beginning, one of the things that we figured out is over-delivering. and that we could always over deliver it. And in fact, I could even structure that into the process. So for example, when somebody agreed, yes, I want to do this with you, and we set a date, okay, we're going to host the training on this date at this time. So my assistant, she'll get you all the materials that you need to promote it by this date. And we would give them that date, knowing full well that my assistant's going to have materials to them like 3 or 4 days in advance of the date that we gave them. And we just built that in. We just baked that in. And that was a great way to start a new relationship right from the get-go in over-delivery. Oh, they told me that I was going to have it on this date, but they got it to me 3-4 days in advance of that. That set the tone, set the stage for what the experience was going to be like. And so through the process, there was lots of things we did, which included, like, you know, following up, letting them know stats. Don't rely on them to have to log into an interface to get stats and find out, okay, how many visitors did I send? How many have registered? All that. We would just send messages with the stats and say, hey, here's where we're at so far. People appreciated that. One of the other big things was when we did a project, and I found this out with one of the guys, Mike Crow was his name. He was a friend of mine, and we did a JV together, and I thought, you know what, man, we ended up doing like $36,000 in revenue from this JV that Mike and I did together. And I was like, I was Mike, I would really appreciate getting compensated quickly. And the product that we were offering was offered on a 3 installments of $397. It's $1,191 sale, but 3 monthly installments of $397. And I'm like, we have all these installments of $397 that came in. I'm going to overnight mail a check to Mike for these first round of installments. And if we get refunds or returns or whatever, it'll wash out. And over the next 30 days and 60 days, when I send him the next payment, I'll just figure that out. But for right now, I'm just going to overnight him a check. So I did a handwritten note. I put it in an overnight mail envelope and I sent it to him. And the next day he called me and he's completely beside himself. I have never had anybody overnight mail me a check like this. And it made such an impression. I'm just like, okay, that's a good thing. I'm going to do more of that. And through those years, I always overnight mailed. And that ended up becoming, I would be at events, Ian, and I'd meet people at a marketing seminar or whatever. And they'd find out who I was. And they'd, oh, you're that guy. You're the guy who overnights the check. And not a bad reputation to have. And it's just about treating people the way we would want to be treated.
Simple. But it's hard. People don't take that time and effort because we're always moving on. I've been to blame for that. And I'm like taking notes. I'm like, these are things I've got to do with my partnerships. This is great stuff. It's so important. And it's simple, but everyone's chasing this shiny object instead of just spending time with the people that are already helping them out.
Yeah.
So tell me about what you do now, because it's really interesting to me.
So what I do now, I get to facilitate relationships that impact millions of people's lives. And of course, when you do that with the right people, the natural byproduct of that is millions of dollars in revenue get created. But it's relationships first, revenue second. Revenue is the natural byproduct of the relationships. And I have definitely learned over the years that I 100% believe this with all my being, that as entrepreneurs, relationships are the most valuable asset that we have. Everything else stems from that. In fact, my friend Tony Grubmeier, he runs a fulfillment company. They're growing like crazy right now.
Yep. I love Tony.
And Tony and I were talking one time last year, and every single client that I have was friends first. It's always friends first. I would never have a client that was not a friend. And there is something to be said for that. And like everybody that I serve is the same exact way. Friends first. I would not have a client or a partner that was not a friend. And when we look at relationships that way, and we place that much value on relationships, we're just naturally going to treat those people really well because we appreciate them so much.
Of course. Yeah, it's so important. So important. That's funny. You were saying relationships, and I was thinking of Tony, and then you mentioned him. That is amazing. And yeah, and I'm surprised he didn't call. It seems like you're mentioning people and I get a text from them. And and it's funny because you're talking about over delivering, and you also helped Brian Kurtz, who authored Over Delivering and Perry Marshall, correct?
Yeah. So I had helped those two guys because 12 years ago So I'm trying to think how I met Perry. I met Perry at Dan Kennedy's seminar in 1999. I met Brian Kurtz through Joe Polish's Genius Network group is how I met Brian. And in fact, it was at a Genius Network meeting when Brian Kurtz was telling me, he worked with Marty Edelstein at Boardroom Reports at the time. And he was telling me how they were trying to implement the Google AdWords program into the business. He's like, Kevin, we are just pulling our hair out with this thing. We don't have a clue what we're doing. It's just really frustrating. And I'm like, I say, Perry Marshall, that's their thing. You should talk with Perry and his team. He said, do you know Perry? I'm like, I do know Perry. I said, I'll shoot an email and get you guys connected. And so Perry's team did help out Boardroom with the Google AdWords program and stuff, the platform. But beyond that, Brian and Perry became just really great friends. And about a year later, they're hosting this event in Washington, D.C. together. It was called the Titans of Direct Response.
Yep.
And on the opening morning of that event, I'm getting text messages from three or four of my friends who are in the audience at that event. And they're telling me, Kev, Perry and Brian are talking about you from stage right now. There's like a couple hundred people here, and they're talking about you. They're like, hey, this thing wouldn't even have been possible. It wouldn't even happen if not for you connecting them in the first place. And Paul Bingham was one of the friends that texted me. And after he told me what was going on, his comment was, Kev, one never knows where a well-planted seed will sprout. And for me, that planted a seed because I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I had a business where I got to do that all the time? And that was 12 years ago, Ian. And it took some time for that seed to germinate. And it also took some time for me, quite honestly, to get the hell out of my own way and really believe in myself and my ability and have the confidence to know that, like, yeah, because reality is, Ian, I get to serve entrepreneurs who are doing such big things, that entrepreneurs that I used to, like Tony, man, love Tony. And I would like they used to put Tony on a pedestal because, man, he's such a great guy and his business is growing like crazy. And who the heck are you, Kev, to think that you could serve a guy like that? Who are you to think that you could be a value, real value to a guy like that? So there was some of that stuff I had to work through too. So.
Yeah. No, Tony's an awesome guy. He used to be the voice of the intro for the Garlic Marketing Show.
Okay.
It's upset he isn't. I'll have to get him back. He gives me a hard time every time we talk about the podcast. He's, you got someone else.
Voice of the intro for my podcast too.
Nice. That's great. So I want to talk a little bit about your podcast, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit about your challenge. Tell me a little bit about this challenge that you have for people.
Okay. So I call it the Active Appreciation Challenge because here's the deal, Ian. No matter how successful somebody is, no matter how big their business is, no matter how great things look from the outside looking in, there is not a person or an entrepreneur on the face of this planet that gets too much appreciation. We can all use more appreciation. We all crave more genuine appreciation. So here's the Active Appreciation Challenge. And I've been issuing this challenge to people and entrepreneurs for years because we all have a cell phone with lots of contacts in it. That can be business contacts. It can be friends. It can be family, whatever. And for the purpose of this challenge, it doesn't matter who you send messages to. So what I want to do is challenge you to do this. Over the course of the next 24 hours, I want to challenge you to send messages to 10 to 15 people that are contacts in your cell phone. And in those messages, you're going to do one thing. You're going to let each one of those people know one thing that you genuinely appreciate about them. And you're not going to do anything else. You're not going to ask for anything. You're not even going to ask for a reply. You're just going to send out some love is all you're going to do. And you do that with 10 to 15 people in the next 24 hours, and you watch what happens. What I will promise you is that you are going to have an amazing experience. So are the people. You're going to hear back from people. This might be an incredibly emotional experience for you. And the other thing that's going to come to fruition is you're going to realize that, wow, my actions caused that to happen. I facilitated that. And man, that was such an awesome experience. I want more of that. I want to facilitate more of that. And it's so easy to do. And so I want to challenge you to do that. Watch what happens. And I would love to hear about your experience about it afterwards and stuff.
Yeah, I'll do it. But I hope everyone in the audience will do it. And how do you want people to tell you about their experience?
I'll tell you, get a hold of me on Facebook. I'm Kevin the Connector at Facebook. And shoot me a message, shoot me a friend request, shoot me a message, and tell me about your experience with doing the Active Appreciation Challenge. And I would absolutely love to hear about your experience with that, because everybody's experience is different. And I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that. You'll put a link to your Facebook in the show notes. Sure. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So the podcast, we launched almost 2.5 years ago. And it happened, I was visiting my buddy Brad Costanzo down in San Diego. You know Brad too?
I know Brad. I love Brad.
Bad Brad. So we were having lunch, and he was telling me, he's like, Kev, for a guy like you who places such a high value on relationships, you should really consider hosting a podcast. And of course, Brad has been, he runs a podcast called Bacon Wrapped Business. He's been running it for years. And you can tell by the name that Brad's just an easygoing, fun loving guy. And he's a brilliant marketing mind too.
Yes.
But I'm like, okay, I was like, I'm hearing you, Brad, because I ain't going to lie, hosting a podcast wasn't even on my radar, Ian, not one bit. But I'm like, okay, I was like, Brad, what do you see? What am I going to, because the last thing the business world needs is another Me Too podcast. What do I do to separate this apart? And he's like, Kev, you are going to talk with entrepreneurs about their most valuable relationships. And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, that sounds good. That sounds really good. And he's, yep. This is such a good fit for you, Kev. And what's so cool is that you're not going to bollocks this whole thing up trying to figure out how to monetize this podcast. You're going to do the podcast because you just love doing it. And the natural byproduct will be that it will create revenue for you. And that meant a lot coming from Brad, because I already know Brad, and I know his podcast has led to him getting clients and revenue being created and all that. So I'm like, Brad knows what he's talking about. And this just landed with me, Ian. It just landed. It was in alignment. And I'm like, I started getting jazzed about it. I was like, I'm going to go home, Brad, and I'm going to reach out to some entrepreneur friends of mine and just say, hey, I want to hop on Zoom with you. And I want to talk with you about your most valuable relationships. I didn't even know where the heck this thing was even going, but it felt. And so we did it. In fact, the very first guy I interviewed was Neil Toi. And it was an amazing conversation. And here we are now. We've got over 200 interviews done.
Nice.
And hosting this podcast has been hands down the most rewarding thing I've done in my 27 years as an entrepreneur. And it has led to so many amazing, we'd be here for hours if I told you all that has come as a result of hosting this podcast. And yeah, I get to give entrepreneurs the opportunity to share about their most valuable relationships and honor those people. And then for the listeners, they get really inspired hearing stories from cool entrepreneurs talking about their most valuable relationships, and it inspires them. Huh. I want to take more intentional action on creating more real, meaningful, rewarding relationships in my own life. It's been pretty dang rewarding, man.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Top of your head, what's the most inspirational podcast that you episode that you did?
The most inspirational, man. I've done, okay, because the way it happened was so dang cool. I interviewed this friend of mine, Melvin Pillay, who I met this guy, Melvin, years ago through Perry Marshall. And I interviewed Melvin for the podcast. And as it turns out, Melvin's most valuable relationship was Zig Ziglar. He met Zig when he was a younger kid. Him and Zig became very close friends, ended up doing lots of stuff together throughout their careers before Zig passed away and stuff. And he got to talk all about that on his podcast interview with me, which was really cool. And right after we finished doing the interview and we jumped off of Zoom, he sends me a text message and he's, Kev, he's, that was a really cool experience. And I just wanted to thank you for that. He said, do you think it might be cool? Would you, if I could help set it up, would you be interested in interviewing Zig's son, Tom, for your podcast? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, man, that would be, I was like, yeah, I would love that. And not 10 minutes later, he messages me back. He's, Tom's in. And I'm like, man, I get emotional talking about this stuff, Ian, because I did have an amazing interview with Tom and created a connection and a friendship there and stuff. But it was such a testament to what this podcast is all about. And I could give you story after story like that. That's one that just really tops my mind. I can give you all kinds of stories like that.
I love that. I love that. And who's the one guest that you haven't had on that you really want on?
So this only happened in the last week. I, on Netflix over the holiday weekend, I watched the little docuseries on Uber and stuff.
Yeah,
and I didn't follow them that closely, so I don't know. But the investor, that guy, Bill Gurley was his name. And I got to see who this guy was a little bit through his character. And now I've been researching the guy ever since. I've been watching tons of his videos online and reading tons of articles. And I'm like, man, I love this guy. I love how he shows up and all that. I would love to interview him for my podcast for sure.
All right, Bill, if you're listening, reach out to Kevin on Facebook.
There you go.
This is awesome. Awesome. So we'll put a link to the Million Dollar Relationship podcast in the show notes. Put a link to your Facebook in the show notes. Folks, this challenge is something you can do so easily. It'll take you, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? And you'll to highlight and make 15 people happy. Every person that gets a text is going to be happy. And feel good about yourselves. Definitely do that. And then tell Kevin how it is. Please, the more of you that do that, the better. Kevin, put a link to your Facebook. Any last words before we part?
I think people at this point I'd like to think they have a newfound insight into the real value of relationships and stuff. And if you want more, go check out what we're doing at the podcast and stuff. Scroll through. You'll probably find some people that you might recognize their names and stuff. Just check out some of the episodes and just see how that resonates with you. But what I want to just inspire you to do is to create more real, meaningful, rewarding, and profitable relationships in your own life. And the natural byproduct of this for us entrepreneurs who focus on relationships, who focus on make a bigger impact, is that revenue, that's how revenue is created. And that's how we get to make an even bigger impact. So that's what I'll leave everybody with.
I love it. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show. I really appreciate it, Kevin.
Absolutely. My honor.
And thank you all for taking Kevin on your journey. This has been On Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you.
And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at StoryCruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.